I'm seeing something right in front of me. What is it? It's right there in front of me. What is that? Oh, it's the spot on the wall. Yeah, the spot on the wall. I have to talk about the spot on the wall. In this episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting director with McCorkle Casting in New York, and my name is Jeffrey Dreisbach. Thank you so much for joining us here today. So how did you like that little interpretive reading at the beginning, huh? The spot on the wall. I think it's really important that we talk about this subject, and this always happens. I have a set of auditions, or I have a set of stuff taking place, projects taking place, and I'm in an audition and I see actors doing some behavior that's so kind of weird and not helpful, and I want to share that with you so that you cannot kind of get into the habits that I'm going to be talking about, because it has to do with auditioning, but it also has to do with how we perceive you in the audition room. So I think that there's some value in this for you. So thanks for sticking with us. And this is that moment of the podcast where I do want to say thank you so much for joining us at Casting Actors Cast. We continue to grow the podcast, and I couldn't be more excited and more grateful. My only request from you is that if you've gotten something out of these podcasts, if you're a new listener or a regular listener and something you hear triggers some help to you, please give back. And the way that you give back is by giving a thumbs up. If you are listening, or rather watching on YouTube, that you subscribe to the channel called Casting Actors Cast. I love doing these podcasts. I'm now videotaping these podcasts. We're calling them patios. Podcast videos. And I would really like to have some kind of feedback. If you're listening on iTunes, for example, it really does help my standing in iTunes if you go ahead and leave some kind of a comment or a thumbs up or a review. Any of those things help me so much. And then finally, if you go to castingactorscast, all one word.com, there are some freebies on there. There's some past episodes archived for you to take a listen to. But there's also, when you leave your name and your email address, that'll take you to a free downloadable PDF book. It's a 100-page book called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. That's absolutely free of charge. It's my gift. I wrote it about 5 or 6 years ago, and it's helped a lot of actors jump in and do very, very well in the voiceover world. So if that has some interest, then please, by all means, check that out. So again, my gratitude is overwhelming as we continue to do these podcasts, and my thanks. So today's episode, we're calling The Spot on the Wall. This is as a result of having participated in and seeing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of auditions over the years. And it's also something I know that is being taught, that a lot of acting teachers teach this monologue technique, and does have a purpose, but I want to talk about it very, very specifically. So I'm probably going to get down into the weeds a little bit about this, but I'm asking you to stay tuned, to think about where you are on the scale of what I'm talking about, and see if this is something that you can correct, that you can adjust, because it makes a big difference as far as our perception is concerned. So here's the issue. When working on a monologue, the director, the teacher will say, so, you know, if it's a monologue, just look at a spot on the wall, and that's who you're talking to. That's all you have to do. Just focus on that spot on the wall. And, you know, some actors go, wow, that's really a great idea, because, you know, we don't want you to direct each of us sitting in the audition directly. In fact, some actors will still say, do you mind if I use you? And my answer is always, yes, yes, I mind that you use me. And here's the reason why. You see, I'm a former actor, and you want me to act with you. Guess what? I'm going to start acting with you. And that leaves me out of doing the job I'm there to do, which is to evaluate your talent. See what I'm saying? So asking me to be involved with you is not helpful. And so that's why the spot on the wall seems like a really, really great idea. And I would encourage you to consider the spot on the wall. There are some serious problems with the spot on the wall, as you can imagine. That's why I'm calling this the spot on the wall. So many times, actors will just assume that the spot on the wall is who they're talking to, and then it becomes all about their acting. That's why we have the spot on the wall. That's why, because it's a way to not have to look at those people that are in front of you and just kind of finding a spot over our heads and acting at the spot. The problem with the spot on the wall is that there are several negative issues that come up when you use the spot on the wall. So let's talk about those. Now you know why we do the spot on the wall. It's just a way to deflect off of having to look at us. But when you look at that spot on the wall, I see actors all the time glazing over that spot on the wall. It's as if they just have to say the words that they've learned, and that's all they have to do to show off their talent. And that's a huge mistake. The spot on the wall is simply a referenced focus. However, the work is just beginning. That spot on the wall has to become the person you are talking to. That means you have to project all of yourself into creating that other person. Is it your mother, your father, whoever else is in the scene? If it's a monologue, there's somebody in the scene. Now, unless you're directing your focus to an audience, that's a different thing, in which case you would use the people in the room. Make sense? Or you could do fictitious people in the room, but you must be specific with your choices. So the spot on the wall isn't a spot, it's another human being that you must relate to. So I see this kind of glazed over thing. The other thing is I see the actor kind of shut down internally, and I can't describe it in 100% physical terms, but you can just see that the actor closes in and is watching themselves because they're looking at a spot. They're treating it like a spot and not another person. And so now it's becoming this internal technique where I can see the actor working at acting. And that's not helpful. In fact, that's potentially a very, very bad habit that I would hate for you to get into if that is your case. So you must fully realize that there's a person just in front of you. It doesn't have to be a spot on the back wall of the room. Really just visualize somebody. And the other thing that happens is that you're not projecting yourself in that environment when you're so closed off. That's just another thing that happens. So really visualize, invest a lot of yourself into who you're talking to. And remember also that you can embrace any character with some kind of humor. It can be ironic humor. I don't mean humor in the ha-ha sense. I can be the lighter side of an awful situation is something to go for. I feel very strongly that to overindulge yourself really becomes uncomfortable for us. And if you're trying to make a statement about how emotional you can get, then you're not telling me how good of an actor you are because you're so invested in the emotion that I don't see the character. You see, characters can be totally upset. Characters can be totally angry and all kinds of things can be taking place internally. But that's not what it's all about. It's still about the other. It's still about communication with that other. And so embracing that other into your world does so much for you that the spot on the wall now becomes a fully fleshed, fully formed, significant other that you're sharing this information with. Again, it can be a two-hander. It can be, you know, that you can just do excerpts from a monologue, whatever it is. But I just wanted to put that out there. Here's the other thing that I see oftentimes with the spot on the wall is that once eye contact is made, it never leaves. It stays there forever and ever. I mean, it literally just stays there forever and ever, that the spot is the spot, that it's just me and the spot and me. Now, you know what? If you were to talk to another human being in the way that you talk to the spot on the wall, they would be dialing 911 and calling you in as a total crazy person. Don't do that. Be a human being. See, when we talk, we look down, we look away, we're trying to gather our thoughts. There's all kinds of physical things that we can do. Like I said, we look down, we look away, we try to gather our thoughts. We do so many things during the course of human interaction that by just focusing the spot on the wall, you've now made us uncomfortable, and it's very, very unnatural. Create a human, a fully formed human being. Present yourself in that audition with that person really in front of you. Have a conversation. I often say in classes that I teach, I often say talk with that person, not at them. No matter, even if you're having an argument with somebody, you're trying to make sense of what you're saying and what they're saying or thinking at the same time. So there's a duality there that oftentimes gets completely ignored when you're auditioning solo that I would like you to really consider. So as an actor, the preparation work is not just about being comfortable with the monologue or having a point of view, but those are very important things. It's really now about projecting who you're talking to. What kind of a reaction is that other giving you? See, the spot is not just a spot. The spot is giving you some additional information that you can bounce off of. That other person's reaction to what you are saying can help trigger another level of interpretation for the actor. And so that's why I think it's valuable. Now, in terms of film and television work, and this is a wonderful thing to be comfortable with as well, I've done several films, and there are times when I'm acting without anybody in front of me that I'm supposed to be talking to somebody, but guess what? They're maybe not available. Or let's say you're involved in a film or television project where there's some special effects, where you're having to focus to a tennis ball or a person that's going to be CGI'd in later. So you might have an actor who's like got little dots on their body, and that actor's going to be put into that body later on in post-production. So having developed the skills of creating a significant other in front of you can really be helpful to you in those film and television auditions as well, because you're creating a world even though there's an inanimate object in front of you. And so the more creative you are with those choices, the more creative you are with seeing reactions that you can work off of, wow, that becomes a really interesting audition. And I know I've done some previous podcasts about concentration, and it's not just concentration, but concentration is a huge part of it as well. Staying focused, staying concentrated, really having a human interaction with those inanimate objects will serve you big time for any film and television audition or project that you're up for. Because don't forget, in any film and TV project, we'll bring that actor in individually. You're not going to be working with another actor in the initial audition. Usually it's just you, the camera, the director, and the casting person. If you're lucky, sometimes it's just the casting person. And we send those auditions to the director to make a decision. So we really want to see as much as possible to enrich that moment. That's not just you and a camera and another person standing there. It's an entire world that you can create. So the actor's imagination can stop calling it the damn spot on the wall. The actor's imagination really has to be, I'm talking to my dad because I have to tell him something. I'm talking to my sister because she's got to know something. All of those are things that you can use to enrich and infuse any audition at any time. Do you have any questions about that? I hope you do. I hope you have as many questions as you can come up with, because I'd love to answer them on future episodes of Casting Actors Cast. There's just one other thing that I'd like to share with you today before we go. And I know I talked about this earlier and mentioned about going to castingactorscast.com and going to your podcast provider and doing some thumbs up and things like that. But there's also a workshop taking place that I wanted to share with you before you go, before I stop. It's taking place on Saturday, November 2nd, 2019. So if you're listening to this and it's after Saturday, November 2nd, 2019, then it's an event that's over. But hopefully this podcast video will be out in time enough, and that you're listening to this in time enough, because a wonderful friend and super agent by the name of Roseanne Gates, she actually has in the past been the agent to Edward Norton and Chris Noth, among many, many other well-known actors. And she's written a book, and this is her fourth book, and it's called How to Succeed in the Business of Show Business. This is her fourth edition, rather. I said fourth book, I meant fourth edition. And on Saturday, November 2nd, she's going to be doing what she's calling the Actors Intensive. It's a three-hour business of acting workshop. It's taking place on Saturday, November 2nd. As I said, you'll get a free copy of Roseanne's book. You're going to have question and answers with Roseanne. And in addition to that, she's putting together a wonderful photographer by the name of Suzanne Sheridan. She's going to be there to do your headshots. So you get a headshot session. You get a question and answer period with a super agent. And she's also got a guest casting director going to show. Oh, me. She's invited me to come and do some question and answers and to talk a little bit about my side of the business. Also at this workshop. So you and I'll have a chance to meet if we haven't had a chance already. And it would really be cool to have you there. So if you're watching the podcast, I'm going to give you the link for you to check out graphically. But if you're just listening to the podcast, I'm going to say the additional information address, the website that you can take a look at, and you can see more information about this. It's called Actors Intensive NYC 2019.eventbrite.com. All one word, .com. I know it's a little complicated. I'm going to say it again. Actors Intensive NYC 2019, all one word, .eventbrite, all one word, .com. Go there, check it out. Honestly, it's an amazing value. I think for $350, you'll get a photo session with Suzanne. You're going to get the free book. You're going to have a chance to meet Roseanne Gates, one of the former top agents in New York City, and you and I will have a chance to meet. So it should be a lot of fun and a really great learning experience as well. So I look forward to meeting you if you're there. It's called the Actors Intensive, taking place on Saturday, November 2nd. So I promised her that I would do a shout out for that. And listen, I hope you take advantage of that. And I'm looking at the time of the wall, and it's like, you know, it's almost time for us to say goodbye. So thank you so much for listening today. I hope the spot on the wall was of use to you today. Please let me know if you've used the concepts that I shared with you. If you were able to sort of take yourself out of just looking at a spot and do something creative with it, please let me know. Go to castingactorscast.com, fill out the form, leave me a comment. I would be so grateful if you did that. In the meantime, I hope you have a great week. I look forward to having you come back next week on Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support, just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.